taken so long to answer this question. I've carried it with me all this time, wanting to answer, but never quite knowing how. Aloneness and loneliness are two very different things. I spend much of my time alone. I always have. I have learned that being alone, as bare effect as it perhaps feels to some, is busy with meaning and disclosure. For me, it is an essential place that intensifies the essence of oneself in all its rampant need. It is a site of demons and sudden angels and raw truths. A quiet, haunted place in a place of unforeseen understandings. A place of unmasking and unveiling. It can be industrious or melancholic or frightening, sometimes all at the same time. Yet within it, there is a feeling of a latent promise that holds great power. Aloneness holds moments that tremble on the brink of revelation and great change. And then there is loneliness, which is aloneness without choice. An enforced condition that yearns for recognition, to be seen, and to be heard. It struck me that your question didn't have to be answered, but simply acknowledged. That to reach out to you as you reached out to me could in itself be the answer, and perhaps a remedy. To say to you, you are not alone, we are here, and that we, a multitude, are thinking of you. Nick Cave.
Walking in Karakoy, early in the morning, following a little boy, calling Anne, Anne. Walking in Karakoy, early Friday morning. My ship is leaving today, chérie Gule Gule.
Where did you go? All I want is to say your name and hear you say mine after the show.
All I want.
Good morning. You are listening to Shiny Saturdays on BFF.fm. Next up are a ton of tracks from Coop, one of my favorite bands of all time, to welcome October and fall. Fall is my favorite season, and October is my favorite month. My birthday is this month, but that may or may not be why it's my favorite month. But before we get into the next tracks, I just wanted to talk about Bernie for a second. He had a heart attack earlier this week, and, you know, I just had an existential crisis about how the world is headed toward its death, and we are in a very detrimental state, and also that, like, my grandpa is dying, and that is how I felt, but he's fine. He had two stents inserted. It's a very common procedure. I wanted to call out that Joe Biden in the past has had major brain surgery. Bill Clinton had the same procedure when he was around 60. That it's a very good sign of health that Bernie hasn't had anything happen to him until he's 78. Joe Biden is 76 years old, 2 years younger than Bernie. Trump is 73 and Warren is 70. Just to give some people perspective on the whole situation, medically speaking, the most dangerous aspect of stent insertion is a few days after, because sometimes due to plaque leakage, heart patients can have another heart attack, but he is in the clear of that zone, and the lifetime of stents is usually 20 to 30 years, so I really don't think that it challenges his candidacy for presidency at all by any means, so do with that what you will.
Getting cold on the side. whenever there is you to hold my hand, I find a way to be true and change my plan. So please let our life begin now. Whenever there is you, when there is you, when there is you, whenever there is you,
thank you. Give us time to the morning, early you're still yawning, hitting the snooze button, but the world keep calling. Need some of that jazz with the old soul vibes, with a cup of coffee, gotta stimulate the mind, yo. Fully awake now, challenging myself to live a better life, more conscious of my health. Living in the moment, trying to be self-aware, and know the day will come, so I gotta stay prepared. See, in current living, man, nobody really cares, but keeping tabs on you, follow it to compare what he or she does, what this person said. Feed into the drama when it's all inside their head. We keep a small circle, stay away from the fakes, ignoring non-believers, and we always keep faith. Through the tough times, gotta find your own space. Spin a couple records and I take a coffee break, on and on. Gotta get it while it's hot. Post it at the spot, get a local donut shop. Converse about life and how it all passed by. In a blink of an eye, these old folks didn't lie. So much good advice that I never received. Must have heard it more than twice, but I never believed. Guess we learned the hard way. Can't feel it till you live it. Unless you're in my shoes, don't assume. Just listen. Tech, I was timid till I had a vision. On the same mission, provide what they missing. Little bit of sugar and cream with caffeine. Now in your bloodstream and vibing the dope beats. Headphones on, man, I'm feeling this bliss. Proceed ahead now like nobody exists. Keep doing what I love, no matter the outcome. Turn the music up with a freshly brewed cup, on and on.
En el mar, en la arena, viviendo así. Ventana blanca, ay, que venga la mañana. Ay, que venga otra vez, esperando. Así es como yo paso mi tiempo, esperando a Inaniel y rezando por su calor, por su aliento sobre mi piel. buscando con mi ancla en la marea, nadando en ti. Yo voy andando, óyeme, te estoy llamando. Valle, me encontré un río escondido. Me ahogué ahí y me recuerdo. Hacía calor, pero tenía frío. Me iba a morir. Esperanza, aunque te esperará, mi corazón se lanza, un fantasma cuerpo real. Mi amor no tiene venganza, aunque te matará. Este viejo no se cansa, siempre te persigará. Así que fe, amor, no necesita esperanza. Ven, amor, aunque feo amor no grita en mi lancha alrededor de ti. Feo amor, mosquito tan dandy. Así que fe, amor, no necesita esperanza. Ven, amor, aquí. Ven, amor, disfruta mi grasa alrededor de ti.
Just tuning in, you're listening to Shiny Saturdays on BFF.fm. I wanted to mention some shows coming up tonight. It might be sold out, but SG Lewis and Drama are coming to Great American Music Hall On October 10th, Ashe, I think that's how you say it, is coming to Rickshaw Stop. Shintaro Sakamoto is coming on October 15th to Great American Music Hall. The Vandera Bandhart is coming on October 16th to the Fillmore. I just played two tracks by him. If you are looking for some interesting events in San Francisco, there's a showing of The Last Black Man in San Francisco in the Castro tonight. There's an Immigrant Stories event in Berkeley at 2150 Alston Way. Tomorrow is the 46th annual Castro Street Fair. At the same time, there's a San Francisco block party for the SF Etsy team. I think that, I don't know, it's like a open event for, I don't know, people who are independently creating interesting things, and you can probably commission them for stuff. There is also a show at Cornerstone. Joe Hartler and the Rainbow Seekers are coming. And Lost Elk is opening for them. I've been following them for quite a long time. Monday morning, if you aren't working, at 10:30, there is an event to walk across Ocean Beach. 10:30 to 12. There is an event on Thursday to support Anchor in unionizing. That will be at 495 DeHaro.
Thank you. salve a coroa de rei Malunguim.
Firmei meu ponto, sim, no meio da mata, sim. Salve a coroa de rei Malunguim.
Malunguim da mata é rei.
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 Mas ele é preto, ele é pretinho. Ele é preto, ele é pretinho. Ele é preto, ele é pretinho. Mas ele é preto, ele é pretinho.
Salve a coroa do rei Malunguim.
Mas ele é preto, ele é pretinho.
Malunguim
da mata é rei. Ele é preto, ele é pretinho.
Malunguim
da mata é rei. Mas ele é preto, ele é pretinho.
Malunguim
da mata é rei. Ele é preto, ele é pretinho.
Salve a coroa do rei Malunguim.
this has been Shiny Saturdays on BFF.fm. I'm really excited for Fleet Week. I just moved into a new neighborhood, and I am going to have a lot of very different and new and interesting access points on viewing it in a very convenient way. So that's what I'm looking forward to this week. I have the first 3 days of the week off. I encourage you to think about what you're excited for the upcoming week at this time, and I hope that you have a great rest of your weekend.
Mr. President? Are you listening, Mr. President? Open your ears.
Bye, love you. Ears.